in the next section, which is share the program, write the next four names, which are Amanda, Chris, Kate, and Hannah. Amanda, Chris, Kate, and Hannah. Write those names, draw a box with those names next to the section that says share the program. In the next section, which is answer questions and overcome objections, write the names Larry, Sandy, Tony, and Robert. So four names there, draw a box around the names. Larry, Sandy, Tony, and Robert. In the next section, follow up and follow through. Write the names David, Jimmy, Ashley, and Jennifer. Four names. Next to follow up and follow through. By now, we are starting to write below. As we're moving around the circle, we're starting to write below, not next to. In the next section, start them right. You're going to write the names Mark, Rob, Lewis, Jane, and Robin. Mark, Rob, Lewis, Jane, and Robin. So five names go there. Draw a box around the names outside of where it says start them right. Again, we're moving around the page here. In the next section, plug them into the system. Write the names Brian, Tess, Marcus, Janet, Nancy, and Luke. So you're going to write six names there. On the last section, which is duplicate yourself, you're going to write the names Kevin, Blaine, Chris, Ted, and Ed, which are the last five names on the example prospect list that we made. Your page now looks a little bit messy. That's okay. Stop the CD and draw it neater. And as you draw the circle in the middle, you now realize how much space you need on the outside to write the workflow. And then next to each section of the workflow, write the names that we've allocated there. If you need to stop the CD at this point and rewrite the sheet and then get started again, that's fine. Turn off the CD and rewrite it neatly, because we're going to be putting some additional information on this sheet now in the middle of the circle. Okay, now that's complete. We are going to go to the middle of the circle. And in between, get a prospect and contact and invite. We are going to write first exposure. First exposure. And next to that, we're going to write intro to your wish is your command. That goes in between, get a prospect and contact and invite. Also in between get a prospect and contact and invite, we are going to write the words second exposure. Your wish is your command. Second exposure, your wish is your command. And if you can imagine, we're just going to draw a little arrow pointing to the first exposure and pointing to the second exposure. Now, the reason that these two arrows go in between get a prospect and contact and invite is because you have to have those tools before you contact and invite. In other words, you can't contact someone and invite them to take a look at the intro to your wish is your command unless you have it. And then let's say they listen to it in a couple of hours and they want to get your wish is your command. Well, you have to have those in place before you contact and invite. That's why they go there. You have to be prepared before you can do the next action step of the workflow. You must have the particular tool in place. So if they're agreeable, if they want to get the intro to your wish is your command, you have it in place. On the second exposure, which is to give them your wish is your command, you have to have that. And you have to have it before you contact invite. In other words, you can't contact someone and say, hey, I want you to listen to this introduction, this CD, unless you have it to give it to them. And again, if they listen to it quickly, which a lot of people will, they'll listen to it in the next 24 hours. Some people could get it from you and listen to it in 2 hours and say, hey, I would be really interested in listening to that 14 CD program, Your Wish Is Your Command. You got to have it for them. So that's why it goes there.